This is GIS News. Coming up, extinguishing efforts ongoing on tire sale in the vicinity of Riverton City disposal site. Jamaica and U.S. united in stemming flow of illegal guns. And Prime Minister thanks Jamaicans following visit by U.S. President and CARICOM heads. The details after the break.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, in partnership with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will be rolling out a six-month pilot program for the collection of electronic waste across selected communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. They will be collecting your e-waste on the last Sunday of each month during the pilot program. Visit nswma.gov.jm for more information and play your part. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, is currently conducting extinguishing works on a tire cell at the entrance to the Riverton City Disposal site. Public Relations Officer of the JFB, Amelia Ebanks, is assuring the public that the reported fire is not on the Riverton disposal site, but on a section of the front entrance where used tires are stored. He says the JFB is working to have it extinguished as soon as possible.
We have 3 units out on the scene right now. We are trying to get it under control so we can make a proper assessment to further decide from there whether or not we need additional resources.
Mr. Ebanks says details regarding how and when the fire started are yet to be determined. The JFB will keep the public updated on the progress of the extinguishing efforts. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says Jamaica will continue to work with the United States government to curtail the flow of illegal weapons to the island. The Prime Minister says she is satisfied with the extent of the discussions with the U.S. President about weapon inflows. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama is commending Jamaica for its security efforts. He notes, however, that strain is being placed on Jamaica's national security capacity and other CARICOM countries as elements in the transnational drug trade continue efforts to expand their illicit activities.
Strengthening our cooperation, making sure that training, equipment, coordination, intelligence, that we are in sync, I think is going to be very important, and I look forward to our efforts there as well.
U.S. President Barack Obama was speaking at Jamaica House following bilateral talks with the Prime Minister recently. The government of Jamaica is working to address concerns raised by members of the Negril community in order to move ahead with the proposed Negril Reef Extension Breakwater Project. The project, which falls under the $10 million Government of Jamaica Adaptation Fund program, was proposed to be completed in 2016. However, Deputy Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ Claire Bernard, says the objections raised by sections of the community have basically stalled the project.
We have attempted to reach out to the community. We have, through various means, sought to advise and inform that the concerns raised by them have been, for the most part, addressed in the review process by the NRCA board.
Ms. Bernard was speaking at a recent GIS think tank session. She says further assurances have been given to members of the community that other issues that could not be dealt with immediately will be addressed by conditions attached to the license. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has thanked all Jamaicans for the warm reception extended to President of the United States Barack Obama during his successful visit April 8 to 9. The Prime Minister also extended gratitude to the people of Jamaica for their understanding and cooperation with the arrangements made for hosting the President and 12 visiting heads of state and government of CARICOM. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says she also appreciates the patience displayed by motorists, other road users and members of the business community during the periods of road diversions occasioned by security and logistical arrangements. She says the successful visit sends a positive signal of the strong relationship that exists between Jamaica and the United States. The Prime Minister also congratulated all stakeholders from the public and private sectors who worked and gave support to ensure the success of the visit. That was the GIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.